First, thank God that I have this occasion to share the Word of God tonight. Additionally, I wish to extend my sincere appreciation to Life BB Church and the scholarship community for giving me the opportunity to study the Word of God in ERBC. I'm truly blessed to have this opportunity. May God's blessing be upon each and every one of you. Tonight, the title of my sharing is, What Are We Boasting About? Is it yourself or is it the Lord? What's God's command for us? Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24. Thus said the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, said the Lord. This verse helps us to understand what truly matters in life. What are we supposed to boast about and to whom we should be boasting? In my devotion, there are 2 points. First, humans boasting. In verse 23, it talks about not boasting or being proud of ourselves. What are the things that we are boasting about? Basically, we boast about how smart or intelligent we are. How many academic degrees do we have, or the grades that we got in school or college? First, here we can see not to glory by our own wisdom. In this world, wisdom is one of the things we are seeking for. We spend so much time and money on our knowledge and wisdom. Actually, I'm not saying that this is wrong, but if depend or only focus on knowledge, or if we use it to inflate ourselves, then it will not please the Lord. Therefore, listen to what God tells us. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. The Apostle Paul said that the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19. Instead, we are to be God-centered. Second, what about boasting of our might? This mighty refers to our strength or power, which we usually depend on. We tend to depend on our might and strength in our lives. Will God be pleased? Third, what about the rich man who boasts of his wealth? So, all of these three things, human wisdom, human might, and riches will fill us. God reminded us in Psalm 103, verse 40 to 60, say, For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Depending on these things to live our lives, and also to measure our worth in society and to boast about them, we will be disappointed. Our glory is like a flower. It will one day fade away. My second point is that the true boasting. In verse 24, it clearly shows whom we are supposed to boast about. It points out that understanding and knowing who God is. He is the Lord Yahweh, the covenant God, the self-existent and eternal God, the great I am. He is the one who exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. Therefore, we ought to boast about the Lord. Jeremiah prophesied the coming destruction of Jerusalem, but he reminded the children of Israel of who God is. They are to humble themselves, repent, and turn to Him. The word minister Shorter Catechism writes, the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Let us humble ourselves and praise and glorify God alone. Jeremiah lists three attributes of God here. First, understanding and knowing of His loving kindness. The word loving kindness is defined as favor, mercy, or pity, which means that God has mercy upon us and He has pity on us. Even though we always sin against Him, He never pays back the way we deserve if we put our trust in Jesus, whom He gave His only begotten Son. Jesus said that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. All these things prove God's loving kindness to us. Second, judgment. God is always judging us rightly. God's judgment is fair and loving. Third, closely related to judgment, we can see God's righteousness being that He always does what is right and fair. He is our unchangeable God, and His word stands. Due to God's righteousness, His righteous are always just and fair. He doesn't ignore our sin or wrongdoing, but instead, He provides opportunities for us to turn back to Him. Even when we have strayed away from His path, God is righteous, and what He does is always according to His holiness. Therefore, God is righteous, and we are not. Our righteousness is but filthy rags. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, we can see that. But thanks be to God, now we have Christ's righteousness upon us. Therefore, by His amazing grace, we are made righteous by Jesus and have eternal life with Him. So, what God wants us to do? To understand and know God's character and glorify Him. Of course, we cannot fully understand and know Him. However, when we think carefully about God's character, we cannot just stand and do nothing, because the grace of God is so grateful to us. This is the reason we should not boast ourselves. Rather, we have to praise and glorify the Lord for His kindness, judgment, and righteousness. But there is one thing that we must be careful, which is when we try to boast about God in knowing Him, sometimes we intend to glorify ourselves. Self-glorifying is the nature of Satan. Boasting to ourselves is meaningless, and it gives us nothing to build. However, we still like to boast about ourselves and love talking about ourselves in front of people, like how good, great, smart, and rich we are. In the same way, we are to love boasting the greatness of God. Only then we can glorify Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31 say, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. That is why this Bible verse clearly shows that we have to glorify Him alone and not ourselves. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 also say, whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. This verse encourages us to live our lives in a manner that showcases our commitment to glorifying and honoring God in everything we do, even in the small or big things, and our focus to be God-centered alone. In the final part, it becomes clear that the phrase, "for in these things I delight," signifies that God finds immense joy when we honor Him by comprehending and appreciating His loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. Therefore, as believers, our focus should center on glorifying those aspects of God's character that bring Him delight and satisfaction. To sum it up, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24 teaches us not to boast ourselves, but to boast in understanding and knowing of God, and His not glory, and not to glorify ourselves, but to glorify Him alone, which bring Him great pleasure. Let us think once again. Are we the people who always struggle with these worldly things? Or are we the people who are proud or boast of ourselves in our own abilities? Are we the people who are looking to glorify ourselves or glorify God? Dear fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight I want to leave us with a thought. What are we boasting about today? May God help us. Thank you.